Here's a question you might not have asked yourself. Who created techno? My name is Julian Chambliss, a professor of English and the Val Behrman Curator of History at the MSU Museum. I'll be your host for a new podcast called Rise, Detroit's Machine Music.
The first people to be attracted to this music was Black people, high school kids, as well as people going to the club. It was played in Black space in Detroit.
Through this podcast, we're going to explore how techno stands as a definitional sound in Afrofuturism.
It's, you know, it can go on a continuous. So it could go
ping, 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 ping,
you know? And if that's inside of it, and it's doing it, then no matter what beat per minute it is, it can be deemed and called techno.
We're also going to explore stories behind names that you might not remember or you might never have heard. Help define the culture of techno as it was created in Detroit.
There was Mark Kitson, there's Blake Baxter, and some of those guys have names, but a lot of people don't really know their true history. And they, to me, they're just as valuable in regards to their contributions to this genre of music. And that's always the case. But then, of course, like in Detroit, there's so many DJs, producers, even back then. And people wouldn't know who they are.
We're going to talk about the city, where it was born, and the machines used to produce it, and the first songs and the people that made techno what it is today. Inspired by the MSU Museum exhibition, Techno, The Rise of Detroit's Machine Music, this podcast is produced through the generous support of the MSU Federal Credit Union. Join me in a journey learning about techno and its Afrofuturist roots, and the ways that it transformed the world.